The Bethel Hospital is now City Apartments, but for 282 years it was a refuge for people struggling with their mental health and a dream come true for an inspirational Norwich woman. Mary Chapman hoped her Bethel Hospital for the Poor Lunatics of Norwich would last 1,000 years. It was not to be. But now her story has been retold by a woman who not only once worked in an asylum, but also discovered that Mary was her aunt, 8 generations removed. "I was shocked that so few people, even in Norwich, had heard of her," said Kate Wilby, who lives near Wyndham. 2 years ago, I sat in the library, carefully turning the pages of a rarely requested book on the history of the Bethel, and I was drawn to the portrait of Mary and the little annotations in pencil added by another unknown reader. I originally intended to write a history of the Bethel Hospital. However, I became fascinated by Mary and how a woman in those times could build such a place. Mary was born in Norwich in 1647. Her father was a wealthy weaver and became both sheriff and mayor of the city. The family lived comfortably in St. Mary's Hill, from where one of Mary's sisters married a cousin of Samuel Pepys. But Mary, until she wed the Reverend Samuel Chapman, rector of nearby Thorpe St. Andrew, at the comparatively late age of 35, cared for relatives, some with mental health problems. Together, Mary and Samuel planned to create a sanctuary for the people that they called the Poor Lunatics of Norwich. And when Samuel died in 1700, he left her money to fulfil their dream. The Bethel Hospital opened in 1713. But just 4 years later, Mary died. But her hospital lived on for more than 275 years, only closing in 1995. It was built on the site of the city centre buildings, flattened by what was, at the time, England's biggest ever man-made explosion. In 1648, Royalist rioters accidentally ignited at least 80 barrels of gunpowder stored in a building known as the Committee House. The enormous explosion became known as the Great Blow and briefly threatened the parliamentarian hold on Norwich during the Civil War. A rumour had spread that the Royalist mayor was about to be arrested, and 2,000 of his supporters marched on the Committee House on today's Bethel Street to find weapons. A gun was fired at the mob, killing a boy. Furious attackers stormed the building, which not only contained guns, but gunpowder too. A spark ignited the gunpowder, and the explosion killed 40 people, destroyed the building, and blew out all the windows of nearby St. Peter Mancroft and St. Stephen's Church. Today, all that remains of that medieval glass in St. Stephen's is some fragments collected together in the east window. More than 60 years later, Mary Chapman's hospital began to take shape on the flattened site. Her lease on the land was to run for 1,000 years. It was the first public psychiatric asylum outside London, where the Bethlehem or Bedlam Hospital became known for its cruelty. Mary was adamant that, unlike Bedlam, her hospital would not put its patients on display. Kate said Mary's and Samuel's intention was that people who had no one else to care for them or did not have the means to pay for treatment could be admitted to the Bethel. Their admission would be based on need and not on their ability to pay. In one sense, their vision was similar to the principles on which the NHS was founded in 1948. Free healthcare for all at the point of care. Her fictionalised life of Mary Chapman is published as First and Before All Things.